Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet. Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet, and we are going to discuss the mitzvah of tzedakah, which comes up here. It came up in Psachim Daf Ches. Also, a gemara that comes up in three places: Psachim, Rosh Hashanah, and Baba Basra. The gemara says here, a brisa, Ha'omer sela zu l'tzedakah b'shul sheyichyu b'ni. If somebody gives money for tzedakah so that his son lives, u'b'shul she'ez kebal l'chai olam haba, or that he will get to olam haba. Hariz a tzadik gamur, right? That's a tzadik gamur if somebody does tzedakah with ulterior motives. The Gemara's context here is if the king of Persia did that, was that a bad thing? Was that was Daryavish? Did he sour? Did he not sour? So the Gemara says, even if he gave stuff for the Beis Hamikdash, for Yerushalayim, for ulterior motives, for his own covet, so is that a terrible thing? So the Gemara says, maybe it is for Ovdei Kochavim, even though it's not a terrible thing for Yisrael. So anyway, so this gives us a chance to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is mentioned here, which sounds like you don't need full kavana when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. There are many chazals. The Shulchan Aruch puts it all together based on the Rambam and the Gemaras in the beginning of Hilchot Tzedakah. Hilchot Tzedakah is in Reish Mem Zayin in Yerodeya. Interesting, it's in Yerodeya. We'll have to Bezrem get back to that. It says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah zaseh litin tzedakah kefi asagas yad. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah based on how much you could afford. The kama pa'amim nistavinu ba mitzvah zaseh. V'yesh lo saseh b'malameinam mimena. There's a mitzvah zaseh. Lo saseh shenema lo sa'amei says levavcha lo sikwa says yadcha. Do not close your heart. Do not hold back your hands. V'chala malameina mimena nikra biliya'al. If somebody does not give, they're called evil. Ki'ilu obide lilim compared to avodah zarah. U'ma'od yesh li'zarba. Ki efshar sheyavol yeshvichas damim. Right? Be very careful. Ma'od. Be very careful. Why? Shiyamasani yamavaki. Shemal yitin lomiyad. Something could, a person could die if you don't give right away. Ke'uvda denachem ish gamzu. It's amazing that makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara Nachem ish gamzu, when he got off his donkey before he reached into his pocket and he gave the ani, and the ani died right on the spot. The Gemara in Tainus Andaf Chafal. It's amazing that makes it into the Gemara. That seems to be a midas chasidus, but it says in extreme cases that could happen, and therefore we have to make sure to not delay. La'olam ein adam ma'ani min atzdaka. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on Chazal, based on the Rambam, a person can never get poor by giving tzedakah. V'lo davar ra, v'lo hezik misgalgal al yada, shenemer v'haya ma'aseh atzdakah, shalom. Kala merachim al aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim alav. It is good for you. Versus merachim on poor, Hashem will be merachim on him. V'yitin adam alibo shu mevakish kol shah parnasasu me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're always asking Hashem for parnasa. U'kamo shu mevakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishba shavaso. And just like that we ask, the person asks, that Hashem hear his tefillah, kachu yishba shavasaniyim. Just like you want Hashem to listen to you, you have to listen to the poor. Gam yitin alibo ki u'galgal hachozer ba'olam. And poor, giving stock up, or financial states of people, is a wheel in the world. Right, eventually somebody who's rich is going to become poor, and vice versa. And the Gemara says that tzedakah doches gzeiros kashos, tzedakah gets rid of evil decrees, u'barav tatzmi maves kamo shira letzarfis, and it could save from maves. Remember the Gemara is at the end of Masechah Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva's daughter was saved because of tzedakah tatzmi maves, and the Ramah adds v'hi ma'asheres. It makes rich. And then also something you need to stock up. We're not allowed to test Hashem. I'll do a mitzvah as long as dot dot dot. No, you're not allowed to, except by tztaka. By tztaka, you're allowed to test Hashem. Shinemar b'chanuni b'nabazos. As the Gemara says, b'chanuni, Hashem says, test me in this. Maybe only Maiser Ksafim is a mutter to test, but not other stakas. And that's the whole simon. A whole simon, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah feels to write hashkafa behind the mitzvah in order for us to realize the emphasis of it. So if we think about much of what I'm going to say here, I heard from a shir many years ago from Ori Varabi of Rosenzweig, Shlita, who discusses where do you categorize staka? So Pashas, I would have put staka along with all the other matnos, all the other mitzvahs beyond the lachavero. Staka is one of those mitzvahs on the chavero, and just like Biker Cholim, Menichem Avelim, all of them. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avel, it's interesting that when the Rambam discusses all the mitzvahs on the chavero in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudal at Alcha Aleph, he doesn't mention staka. Mitzvah zaseh shel devrayim levaker cholim lenachem aveilim lehotzi ames lachnas kala olavas orchim. And it's all included in avhaftar rechal kamocha. So again, it might be technically because all those are derabanan. There's no separate mitzvos related to them. And Rama has hilchas matnas aniyim, a separate one. But it's interesting that they're not. It's not a part of that group. But again, the pshuto shel hamitzvah is that it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro. And then we'll see some rayas to that as well. But what we see, a number of sources, that it's not only that. There's a focus on the nosein. It's a ben adam l'mako mitzvah also. The makabel is kind of like a hechi timsi for the mitzvah of the nosein. He's the means, like a lulav and a shofar of the means. Again, that's an extreme formulation, but that's what you see some evidence. The Gemara in Sukkah, Adaf Memtes, Ein Staka Mishtalemes, Ela Lefi Chesed Sheba. Staka is Mishtalemes, is paid based on the Chesed Sheba. The Sefer HaChinuch in Tafayin Tes refers to the Chinuch in the mitzvah of Staka, mitzvah Samach Vav, when we have in Kesef Talveh. That is remember the Sefer Chinuch has a separate mitzvah, separate parsha in Kesef Talveh. It was split up into two parshias in his day. So if you look in Mitzvah Samach Vav, which he refers to in Tafayin Tes, the Mitzvah of Staka, his focus is totally on the giver and the lender. Shorash HaMitzvah Sharatza HaKel Lios Bruav Milumadim Umurgolim B'midas HaChesed V'Harachamim. Hashem wants his creations to be murgal and accustomed in midas hachesed. Ki himida mishubachas umitoch hechsher gufam b'midas hatovos yiruyim lekabalas tova. And through doing these actions, they'll be better themselves and they'll be betterment for accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. Kamo she'amarnu v'im lav mitzad shorish zeh halohu Baruch Hu yaspik lani dei machzor usul aseinu. Were not for this need that Hashem wants us to become givers, He could have given the ani himself. But we are a shluchim. And what is he quoting? He's quoting the Gemara in Basra on Daf Yud. Right, we know this was the question that was asked by Turnus Rufus to Rebbe Akiva. A number of the questions that were asked, but on the top of here, of Yud Amad Aleph, if he loves the poor, why doesn't he give them money? Because he wants us to be saved from Gehenna. What does that mean? It's not just about the receiver, right? It's about the giver. It's about Hashem is using us to be His shlichim. Amarle, and then the Turnus Rufus says, Adarab, Zusha mechayavtum legehenim. That's terrible what people are doing. Em shalacha mashal. I give you a mashal, says Turnus Rufus. Lamadar adome, lamelech basav adav shakas alavdo, a king that got angry at his eved, vachav shabbesa asurim, and sent him to jail. Vitziba alav, shalachilo vishalash koso, and said, nobody give him to eat or drink, to punish him. And somebody went and gave him food. Wouldn't the king be angry at the person who didn't listen to him? And you're avadim to Hashem. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, em shalacha mashal. I'll give you a different mashal. A king that got angry at his son, and put him in a jail. Vitziva alav, shalol achil v'shalash koso, and said, don't eat, give him to food or drink. And somebody went to give him food and drink. Wouldn't he be happy with what he did? Rabbi Akiva says, you have the wrong mashal. So this is some of the evidence about the Bein Adam LaMakom, or at least not focused on the Makabel, but focused on the Nosein. Again, the Gemara in Sukkah, Mishtalmas Levi Chesed Sheba, the more tircha, the more effort one does in the mitzvah. Mitzad the Ani, what difference does it make how hard it was for the Nosein? The Chinuch who mentions lending money is focused on the giver. This Gemara Baba Basra. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, remember that story? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a dream on Rosh Hashanah that his nephews were going to lose 17 or much, more. Boy, the Master Shvamei Dinri, they were going to lose 700 dinar one year. Asinu, so he convinced them the whole year to give staka, to give staka, to give staka. Shaka manayal at staka, right? They took a bunch, they gave a lot of staka. Pashpi inayu shivsar dinar. There was 17 dinar left by the end of the year, before Yom Kippur, that they hadn't given. Kimatam aliyom at kippuri on Erev Yom Kippur. Shadr debe kesar naktinu. The Caesar came and took 17 dinar. Amalu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo titchalun. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells his nephews, don't worry about it. Shivsar dinri gabaychu shaklinu minaychu. They have 17 dinar. This was supposed to be theirs anyway. Amrile mine yadis. They said, well, how did you know that? Amrilu chelmachazilu. I saw a dream. Amrile amaylo amaylo. And didn't spin it. Why don't you just tell us? Tell us to give the tztug. You had the dream, and then we'll give it to Adstaka. Amrilu amina kihechi detevdu mitzvah lishma. I wanted you to be able to do a mitzvah lishma. I want you to do a mitzvah, give tzedakah l'shem shamayim. So you see the idea of tzedakah l'shma. L'shma obviously is by a bein adam l'makom concept. Rabbi Nebuchai quotes this in his in the Katekemach about tzedakah. The Chavetz Chaim and Avas Chesed discusses three different kavanas when one gives tzedakah. Three different kavanas. The Beis Halevi, the first drush in the Beis Halevi is all about the drush of the tzedakah. But the Chavetz Chaim says, V'ata, this is Chelek Sheni in the 23rd parak, parak Shlosha Ve'estrim. Nedaber b'inyin asiyas ha-mitzvah l'shma. And he quotes our Gemara. That's what tzadik gomer. So v'huaden kol ki agavna shemachavin shielo gam tova mizeh. Any mitzvah that you focus also on this, the Chavetz Chaim assumes that this kavana is that you want to get the tzedakah and you want to get something out of it. V'atam b'chozem b'mneisha be'etzem ki a mitzvah baro b'mesha omer selazul tzedakah. Basically, when you give the tzedakah, that's the mitzvah. Just because you have another kavana, you aren't as bata. Upasha du adim bin yani chesed. Afal pikein, but he adds mikri mitzvah gemura. Kivin shabem es machayvin lasos hamitzvah ksubah Torah. You have kavana for the mitzvah, and you have kavana to be mative to yourself. But he adds v'yoser sov imumachayvin b'ha mitzvah rak l'shem Hashem shesiv idea Torah. But there's definitely a lachadchila to give tzedakah l'shma. L'shem Hashem, ki aza ide koach kedushas hamitzvah shenases al ofan ayoser nala, because through the kedusha of the mitzvah that was created based on a perfect mitzvah nisorer lamala al yedei zem midas hachesed ma'odu ma'od. Up in Shemayim we have no, can't fathom the effects. V'nimshach midas hachesed al kol hamitzias habriya, and the chesed will be called, pulled over all the mitzias. V'da'od, he continues, dafilo adam roa shelo yucha lifo ba'atzmo lachshov l'shem mitzvah ritzono rachu tolas asmo. He says, even if you can't have that kavana, you can't even have double kavana. The only thing you could do is to give it because you want to get covered, whatever it is. It's okay. Al yarpe yadav min ha-mitzvah machmazu, afabi shalol l'shma, mitoch shalol l'shma, bal l'shma, and therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, give it anyway. Give it anyway. The only time you shouldn't do it is if you're doing it for lispar neged achirim, if you're only trying to outdo somebody, and the whole point is to embarrass someone else, so then that's something that obviously not. But either way, we see that there's a havamina, not a havamina, at least a lechadchila of a mitzvah tztaka lishma. Hilchas tztaka are also in Yaradeya. They're not a choshe mishpat. So the fact that the Torah puts them in Yaradeya means there's an iser v'heter element here. It's not just a choshe mishpat, giving away money, but it's in Yaradeya. Right, the Rishonim also discuss why there's no bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah. Right, brachos are made on mitzvahs bein adam l'makom. So if some Rishonim might say, oh, it's a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero, therefore there's no bracha. Okay, but Rishonim don't give that. Don't all give that approach. The Arzaruah writes, in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem, well, there's no specific time for the mitzvah of tzedakah, so therefore there's ein shayach b'hem chibuv. There's no chibuv, a moment to do it. It's a mitzvah tzmidis. By mitzvah tzmidis, we generally don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that applies every second. So again, it sounds like fundamentally it should get a bracha, meaning bein adam l'makom element, but focus on the nosein, but, you know, it doesn't because there are technical reasons. But either way, these are some of the evidence of the bein adam l'makom element. But obviously, it's also at root a bein adam l'chavero, meaning it's misvara. We know that. You're helping someone. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnan Aleph, that the Ramah quoted before, a galgal ha-chozer ba'olam. Right, I give it, so you'll give it. Right, that's all generally mitzvahs. The Gemara Ksubis, Daf Mem Ches, discusses that it could be that sometimes we will force someone from their property to give tzedakah, even if they're a la bardas. Even a la bardas, says the Gemara, Mishin ishtate, bezdin yordin lanachasav, vizanin umafarnasin es ishto, ubanav ubanosa, vidavar acher. And what's the davar acher? The davar acher might be tzedakah. Rav Chisdam is a takshiv, Yosemar is a tztaka. So we might force tztaka. Force tztaka, what do you mean? Isn't tztaka a mitzvah? It's like lulav. You can't shake a lulav. You can't blow shofar, one person's a shote. But again, if it's result-oriented, it's a bit on the chaveru, that can be fulfilled. Pashtas argamara. Right, argamara, that says, harei zeh tzadik gamur. You're a tzadik gamur, even without the proper kavana. You know, that obviously shows that there is a at root, it's just lamaisa to get it done. The Sifri in Kisesi, Rashi quotes it by the mitzvah of shichacha. Right, the Sifri quotes that even if it falls out of my pocket, right, just like what's the mitzvah of shichacha? I forgot something in the field, I'm not allowed to go back. But there's a mitzvah saseh also. It's the only mitzvah you could do by not realizing that you're doing it. Right? And therefore, so what's that about? You can't have any lishma there by certain aspects of staka. Right? So again, Bein Adam Machavero, the Rambam's levels, the Sheish Milos, the Rambam has 8 levels of staka. Again, all of them having to do with the feelings of the ani. Right, that's what it's about. Shmona Milos, Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Ani, in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. Shmona Milos, Yesh Bet Staka Zula Mala Mizu. Mala Gadola Shein Lamala Mimena Zeh Amachzik Bidei Yisrael. Shemach Venosin Lamatana. You don't let somebody fall. You strengthen someone who has become poor and you give him a gift. Oh, Halva. Oh, Oseim Oshutfis. Oh, Mamsi Lo Malacha. Give him a job. Kelechazik Es Yado. Actually, it's Tarech Labrios. Velo Yishal. If you know somebody could fall and will have a need, you prevent them from having a need. V'yalzeh ne'amar v'chzakta bo, ger v'tosha v'chayimach. Klomar ha'chzeik shalo yipol v'yitztarech. So that they don't fall. That's the highest level. Preventing somebody from being in a state of needing staka. Pachos mizeh, why? Because that person doesn't feel like they're taking anything then. They feel good about themselves. Pachos mizeh hanosin staka la'aniyim. V'lo yada l'minasan v'lo yada ani mimilakach. Anonymous both directions. Harezu mitzvah l'shma. That this is a mitzvah l'shma, because you're not getting any credit. He's not going to say thank you. You're just doing the mitzvah. Kugos, so he does mention that it's a mitzvah l'shma, but clear that it's also from the aniyim, b'nei tovim misparnim mimena b'chashoy, so they're not embarrassed either. Pachos mizeh sheyada hanosin l'miyitim lo yada ha'anim mi'lakach, kon gedolei chachamim holchen b'seiser, u'mashlichan amoz, remember the story of Mar Ukva, in Meseches Ksubis. So, kazer ro'i la'aso sumala tova hi im ein ha'mumunim b'tztaka no'agi geshura. Pachos mizeh sheyodei ha'anim mi'natav lo yada hanosin, pachos mizeh sheyitin lo'ani kodim sheyishal, pachos mizeh sheyitin lo karoi litin lo achar sheyishal, pachos mizeh given b'sever panim yafos, pachos mizeh sheyitin lo ba'atzev, v'chulu. What difference does it make if you're giving him with an upset face? So again, it could be both. It could be both, but also about making the person feel bad. You don't want that to feel bad, and therefore one would focus on that. So obviously, putting it all together, tzedakah has both elements. It has the Bein Adam HaChavero element, which is clear, but it's also a Bein Adam HaMakom element, right? It has lo sa'aseis involved in it too, unlike some of the other mitzvahs Bein Adam HaChavero. It has lo sa'aseis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the Shlichim of Hashem, as Rabbi Akiva told Turnus Rufus, and therefore it connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. The other element just to discuss in the last couple of minutes, doing mitzvahs for schar. We might have had a shiur about this back in Maseches Brachos, but the Gemara says here, you could do it almanas sheyichye b'ni. Almanas something. So Tosfos here and Pesachim asks, V'hadas on perakamad de Maseches Avos, doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos, Alti kavadam hamsham shaz rabo nasakava pras? You're not supposed to do that. What do you mean you're a tzadik gomer? So you might answer, shiny tztaka. Tztaka is different. That you can do lekabel pras. Okay, Tosfos doesn't answer that. Hainu b'umos ha'olam sh'toan ala rishonos. Or in Pesachim, it doesn't say umos ha'olam. It just says toa ala rishonos. If somebody's going to be toep, and if they don't get what HaKadosh Baruch Hu get, if they don't get what they're asking for, they're going to regret giving, so that's not allowed. That's not allowed. That kind of amanas schar, and if I don't get the schar, so then I'm going to regret the mitzvah. That's not allowed. But just to do it outside of that amanas other schar, you know, so then it would be okay. But again, relating to the topic of schar, this gemara is one of the gemaras in Shas that point in the direction of sometimes amoraim did mitzvahs for schar. They went brachas daf chavches. Reb Zera, when he was too tired to learn, he used to go stand. He used to stand at the sit at the door so he could stand up for the rabbanan going in. Kedela Kabel Agra, so that he could get schar. Right, the Gemara in Sota, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Right, why did he want to go in? He wanted to be able to do the mitzvah of Shlichus Ba'aretz and get schar for it. Right, Sota Daf Yud Aleph. So again, Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin. Right, they were trying to figure out which path to go down, the path of Avodah Zarah, the path of Gilui Arayos. Maybe let's go down the path of Gilui Arayos so we can be Kovish Har Yetzer Umekabel Schar. So what we usually say, like Tosfos asks here on our daf, we usually say, we don't do an amanas l'kabel schar. So many answers given to that question. Maybe it depends on the type of schar. If it's like olam haba type of schar, you could ask. If it's amanas that I get a car, a fancy car, maybe that's not appropriate. But here it's amanas that it's a appropriate type of a schar in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. The most popular answer, the Marsha and Sota on that Gemara, Rav Avadia Yosef gathers these together, all the Mefarshim together on that Mishnah, in Perkei Avos, where he says, maybe there's a difference between what you have to do, obligatory actions, and voluntary. Obligatory actions, you can't do amanas, right? That's because you have to do it, because Hashem told you to do it. voluntary actions, extra actions, right? So those, you might have a little more flexibility, right? That you're volunteering. So there's gemishut, there's flexibility, and therefore one would be able to do it amanas l'kabel schar. There might be another idea that all these gemaras about schar might not be literally schar. We know schar va'onesh is one of the yesodos ha'emuna, right? One of the three, the Sefer Yikarim says even only, he only has three, not 13, but he has one of the three schar va'onesh. Maybe all these gemaras are more of a melitza ba'alma. It's just a declaration that we believe in schar. That's what they're saying, right? Like the Ramban, that Orash or Yakim, we affirm. We affirm the Torah, affirmation and belief. We believe in the next world. So maybe that's what's how he can understand at least some of these Gemaras in terms of Sechar. But this is some of the issues related to Tzedakah. We didn't get into the issue of Tzedakah even looking as a Chov, right? There might be a Shibud that we have to the Ani. But again, that's beyond the purview of the Shia right now. Okay, we'll stop here.